I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get started, we'll start with the organization of the board. Do I hear any nominations for chair?
Nominate Tom for chairman.
Second.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes.
Excuse me, I gotta get used to this.
It's all right. Yes.
And Mr. Broker?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do I hear nominations for vice chair?
I nominate Jim Carrey for vice chair.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Broker is now the chair and Jim Carrey is the vice chair. We can proceed with the meeting. Thank you.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. January 5th, 2021.
Bob, what'd you do to my glasses? You said I need to spring them on.
Here, I've got another pair.
Look here, Bob, I got another pair too.
I touched them.
Just had to give you a little static.
There any changes to the tentative agenda? I have one. We have a personnel action that didn't get in time to be put on the agenda for public health, and it's one of those emergency COVID things. We're running out of people to answer the phones, so we've got a temporary employee. So that will be added to the personnel actions when they appear. Being the department heads, were there any other changes to the agenda?
I had none.
Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I don't have a whole lot to add, except for we're busy in the office between budgets and payroll and everything else. And then we're also preparing for the Danville School special election to be held March the 2nd. Polling hours will be from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's what they're required to be open now. So we're just working on getting all of that prepared.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, but nothing new to report.
Natalie, which how's it going in the reporter's office?
Good morning. Things are going well. Nothing to report.
Cheryl McFay.
I have a budget amendment today.
Ryan, secondary roads.
Good morning. Contractors back to working down on the bridge on 99. Obviously, some of the weather along the way was, but they did make good headway and be back at it. So shouldn't be too long. They're working in different areas, so it's nice to see the headway. Like to, I guess, give credit to my guys. Actually, we've had a little bit of an onset of winter, which you're going to have sometime in December, January, and so they work some long hours over the holiday weekend when most people are watching football and having a good time. And I give them credit. They stayed away from partying, and so they come in at 5 in the morning. I think they work 13 hours New Year's Day. So and then we pulled out plows and motor graders the next day and did that. And we're still kind of out roughing up gravel roads. Seems like we're on an ice trend the last, this may be the third year in a row. We start out with ice, and you start out with ice, it's hard to get rid of ice, and it kind of lives with you for a while. So they're out working on that. We were a little shorthanded, had a couple trucks broke down going into it that we thought parts were gonna come in and they didn't. So we got those actually fixed up and they're ready to roll for the next time around. So credit to them for kind of grinding away at it shorthanded and short equipment. But otherwise, I think today they're just fixing more broken stuff and we are all back loaded up with mix and ready to go whenever the next goes around. Nothing in the forecast right now, so we'll take the break at the moment.
Ryan, I think the road's pretty good with the ones I had to be on. Matter of fact, Facebook had some stuff on about the 99 and the golf course road.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't that bad.
I actually, so
they did a good job.
I checked that. We have, I won't say fully modified, but we've tweaked one guy's responsibilities. The guy that covers that route already, yeah. We've refocused his priority to that hill and to that detour route. And I was on that. I was out quite a bit through the weekend, and I was on that hill a number of times. And you know, to be honest with you, the only time I never knew of any car or pickup truck that was stuck at any point on that hill. So I think that says a lot. There was a semi stuck, and if you were paying attention after last board meeting on that Tuesday snow we got, it was coming down, a couple inches an hour. I mean, it just got with it. We couldn't stay ahead of it. Nobody could stay ahead of it. And so I think there's a semi that tried to go up it in the middle of that, and they got stuck. But honestly, with that only lasted for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it tailed off. And after that, we had it back down to passable. So I know people are frustrated, but in the end, nobody was stuck. We kept it. We had it down. It was easily the best road there for a while on one of those days. I don't remember which one it was because they run together eventually. But so we are kind of, we have refocused a little bit there and putting more effort into it and taking some other steps and just doing our best to keep that passable since it is the main detour route. So it's just one of the things I remind a couple people is no matter when we did the Flint Creek, the bridge on Highway 99, there was always a chance that we were going to end up with a river or with it closed during winter. Because any time in the last 2 years that we would have tried to do that bridge, the river was high enough, we would have probably been shut down. And then it would have rolled into a winter construction. So we were going to clip winter one way or the other. I mean, no matter, I never felt there was a guarantee, no matter what our timing was, that we could avoid it. So we knew going into it that we had a challenge. I mean, it wasn't something we were going to avoid at any point. So it's gone, I think, as well as it could have for the conditions we had.
But it's something needed to be done, so we had to do it.
Yeah, we didn't have any choice. The bridge itself had to be done. Yep. And it wasn't an option to leave it open and do work at the same time or anything like that. So it was a necessary evil. And so again, credit to my guys. We did start out pretty mild. I mean, we've had got all the way till the last week of December before we got a serious snow and ice event. So I'll take that too.
Yep. You guys did a great job. Just one complaint though. It's a little icy when I was going out to my car and in my driveway. You guys missed that part, so I'm not gonna get
so
like a big.
I want to address that. Previously, we only rocked Chairman Broker's driveway.
Oh. All right, now that's understood. I just didn't know the deal. All right.
Okay, I'll clarify. Broker lives in town. I believe you do too, Shane. So we don't do anything with anybody's driveway in town, but that's been a running joke, so it's kind of funny you bring that up.
The threat to tell Mrs. Broker they were going to rock her driveway settled on my sense of humor.
So, anyway, that's the story, and I've talked to Shane a couple times, as I've always said to you guys, and I think I've said this probably more times than anything else, if something comes along, somebody calls you, somebody Facebooks you, or whatever it is, first thing I would do if I were you is ask if they called our office. I mean, that's the first thing I would do. I mean, and see if we're aware of whatever their concern is. Sometimes we are, but sometimes we're not. So, and it never hurts if there's somewhere we'll pass it on. It doesn't mean that it's going to be better or you know, that somebody's going to wave a wand and it's not going to be winter anymore. But so don't hesitate to contact, pass on so that we can react whenever it is, or I can at least let you know what we're doing. So Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Jared, land use.
Morning. I don't really have anything new to offer today. Just keeping busy as usual. We have one subdivision item on the agenda today, and then we just got a new one in for review. Should be a couple weeks from today, and that's all I have.
Thanks, Sheriff. Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. Things are going really well at the sheriff's office. We're doing some rearranging of not only positions but offices, and we received some funding through the CARES Act to buy some new workstations, computers, and whatnot. And with that, we've created a lot of work for IT and maintenance, and Colin and his guys, and Rodney and Jack, and those guys have just been extremely helpful. I just can't say enough about all the work we've created for them, and it's easy for us to say, hey, let's do this, but they've been a ton of help. But we're moving along on that, and hopefully to have those things worked out in the next week or two. Other than that, things are going really well. We have a testing here in a week or two, next Saturday the 16th. Our new deputy is learning remotely via Zoom. The academy put off in-person classes for the first 4 weeks, so he's working from the sheriff's office and doing his online learning, doing his PT here, so that's pretty interesting. Our jail numbers are up this week. They're up to 84, and we have 13 out of county. The things are kind of slow moving with the COVID testing, and we've had some positive tests. I don't know that those numbers will go down in the coming weeks, but we hope to see that happen. That's all I've got.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Nothing really to update project-wise. I will note, though, that we have noticed that there's been some ice fishermen out. We went out and checked the ice yesterday on the ponds and the lake at Big Hollow. We have 4 to 5 inches, which is sufficient ice, but it's kind of layered, you know, because we got the ice, then we got some snow, and then we got some more ice, then we got some snow. And Big Hollow does, so that water moves through there fairly good, and there are a couple springs under that lake, so I just really encourage folks to be careful. Just because there's, you know, 5 inches there near the boat ramp doesn't necessarily mean to get out there on the open lake that's what the water's going to be. So, and then with all those trees poking up through there, they catch a lot of sun, you get that radiant heating around them, then put the ice around the trees. So I would just encourage folks to be careful, don't go out alone. You know, use good sense when you're out on the ice. We encourage folks to get out in the winter, but we just ask you to be careful. So we will keep tabs on the ice. If you want to know what the conditions are, we'll try to check it. You know, if conditions change, you know, we'll check it pretty regular. Otherwise, we're going to be out there at least once a week. Usually the first of every week, we go out and try to check guys' conditions, at least there if they call them, because we get a lot of questions about that. So we'll try to stay on top of that. We usually post it on our Facebook page, or folks can just call our office.
Thanks, Chris. That's good advice about the ice.
Try to stay on top of the ice, Chris.
I'll do my best.
Jack, maintenance.
Good morning. Kind of the same thing Brian was saying as far as the snow and stuff with us. It's a little different. We do the parking lots and sidewalks, but the ice makes it very difficult. And I just want to give my guys credit, or all of them. They've done, I thought, a pretty good job. If we ever had anybody say something about a spot we missed, why, they would get right back on it. So other than that, I just got an agenda item.
Thanks, Jack. Christopher Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Our 7-day percentage has gone up a little bit. The last 7 days, the percentage was 14% with 119 cases. The 14 days, rolling 14 days, was 14% with 168 cases. So we did see an increase in that 7-day rolling percentage. Our current year-to-date numbers are 3,579. And as you mentioned earlier, we're very busy over at Public Health. We're getting lots of phone calls. Really want everyone to know that we're giving that vaccine as quickly as it's coming in. We have a vaccine shortage order that's very specific as to who's able to receive vaccines. And that really starts out with the frontline staff. So we're not really able to just take requests from the general public for vaccine. As the vaccine becomes more readily available, we'll be able to do that as they move into the next phases. But currently, it's frontline staff, healthcare professionals that work directly with patients or patients' families, or infectious materials. So lots of times it can be the doctors, the nurses, And as we get those folks vaccinated, they'll be able to, like I said, move into the next phases. So we're working very busy over there. I really appreciate all the help from my staff. We're getting ready to do some more COVID clinics in the very near future. So as soon as the vaccine comes in, we'll get more of that rolled out.
Thanks, Krista.
Thank you.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I'd like to thank maintenance. I had alarms going off in my building yesterday. One of our generators is having some trouble, so maintenance came right out. We got a plan for getting it fixed, so that's good. Thank IT for helping us with some of those CARES Act funds. We got some iPads, and they helped us figure out what iPads to get and everything. And we got one of those fountains that's a bottle fountain, too, from CARES Act dollars, so maintenance helped us with that, too. So I appreciate all that. Also, I brought Brooke Marlin. She's our general assistance coordinator, and this is the first week that Bob Housewright is retired, and this is the first week that she started in Veterans Affairs, the administrator for, Veterans Affairs administrator, as well as continuing on general assistance coordinator. So Brooke's here with me too today.
Welcome aboard, Brooke.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got anybody online?
I have two. First one I have on here is Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to be busy like the other offices, but nothing new to report.
Thank you, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone, from my home office. COVID apparently has once again running ravage on our office. We have all but one attorney out for either a positive test or an exposure to a positive person. So most of us are working from home. We're all feeling fine, but we're working from home. Just working on the budget. We did get the formal grant approval letter for the courtroom AV system. So, and I believe Colin's been working tirelessly on that, getting everything coordinated with the vendor. So hopefully we can get that up and running before jury trials start next month, assuming that they still start next month. Other than that, we're all just staying as busy as we can while we work from home.
Stay healthy. Thanks, Lisa. Did I miss anybody?
No.
Okay. Correspondence. Did either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not. Back in 1969 was a really, really tough year. Let me tell you something that happened that year.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I was born.
Maybe you are old enough to be honest.
I'm still baby Shane, though, apparently. So.
I had no correspondence. We shall proceed to discussion and vote. We need to open a public hearing for a fiscal 21 budget amendment.
Move to open public hearing.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a fiscal 21 budget amendment, and I suspect that's the reason the budget director's here.
That would be the reason. So we have received a request for $272,278 in increased expenses, and we received $565,877 more in revenue than what we anticipated. So if you want me to, I'll go over these. The auditor had additional election expenses of $41,620, which is covered by the CTCL grant and the CARES Act grant. We also had a sick leave or sick vacation payout due to the death of an employee in our office, and so that is included in this budget amendment request. Conservation is requesting $63,586 for FEMA expenses due to the 2019 flooding. There's revenue to offset that of $11,927. This is a project that just crossed over fiscal years. And then they're requesting $20,340 for the supplemental watershed study at Big Hollow, which has grant money of $18,306. And arborist work, park sign, and tools for Hunt Woods for $13,300. The watershed project and the Hunt Woods project are coming out of their Fund 27, which is a reserve fund. Public health, of course, has additional expenses due to the pandemic, $60,000 there. They have a staff retiring, a staff member retiring, so that payout is included for $20,680. And they're contracting with an outside service for that staff member that's retiring's job, so that's $19,920. Non-departmental received a CARES Act grant for $494,024. That money was sent to us to help offset the cost of the Sheriff's Department and local health, and that's been placed in general basic and non-departmental. And Pioneer Cemetery has some tree work they need to do, and so they're requesting an additional $1,800. Does anybody have any questions?
Did we receive any comments by phone or mail?
No.
No public comment. We need to close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Okay. Terry?
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We need a motion to approve the fiscal 21 budget amendment.
So move. Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Signature. As long as you don't make fun of mine. Because it's garbage, Brent.
I have no business making fun of anybody else's signature.
We have accounts payable in the amount of $494,857.87.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $593.24.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have the 2021 Board Committee assignments.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you.
Oh, so whatever you want, Jim. Whatever you want.
I didn't hear you.
I'm not here to be conversational.
It's hard to hear through this damn mess.
The last guy that sat there couldn't hear. Now the guy sitting there now can't speak loud enough.
We'll get it figured out, boys.
I will say that.
Okay. Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. That's your. If anybody's interested in those assignments, they will be available from the auditor or from anyone but board members. We have a 2080 agreement between the Minneapolis Community School District and the Des Moines County.
Whoops, I think you missed the final plat.
Oh, okay, excuse me. We have a resolution and final plat for the Able Acres subdivision. That would be you, Jared.
Yep. And appropriately enough, we start our first subdivision of the year is double A, Able Acres. It's a pretty simple one here. Kind of just meets the bare definition of a subdivision. It's a situation where a couple brothers currently own a 75-acre piece of farmland southwest of Minneapolis. And they're looking to split it up so that one brother will each own a portion of it, stretching north to south. And because there was a parcel letter to split off a small lot at the south end on Pleasant Grove Road 10 years ago, that means that I believe there's some kind of ag commercial building there. So as a result of that being split off already, any future splits within that 40-acre quarter would require a subdivision. So this is simply a split to create the 30-acre lot to be owned by one of the two Able brothers, and it would propose to continue to be used for farmland as before, just under that altered ownership. So no new development is proposed, and we did not receive any significant comments as part of our review process. So it's a pretty simple one here. We recommend approval of Able Acres as proposed.
Thank you, Jerry.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We'll get those signed for you after the meeting. Now we have a 2080 agreement between the Minneapolis Community School District and the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office regarding the school resource officer program.
This is an agreement that we're happy to have. 2 years ago was the first time we had our full-time school resource officers in both Minneapolis and Danville schools. This is the proposed numbers are numbers that we proposed to them, and they were good with those. We'd expect the same from Danville. We met with both school superintendents and the principals, and they're very happy with the service that they're getting and happy with the deputies that are out there, and we think it's a great program. So we'd recommend approval if you guys are good with it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Agree, it's a great program. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Who's over at Minneapolis now?
Matt Brecken. He was a detective for about 5 years, and when he came out of there, he was interested in that position. So he's doing really well up there. They like him. He's a great personality that blends well with the faculty and the students up there. So
kids like Corey over at Danville. So
yeah, we're just blessed to have two deputies that are interested in going into the schools and have the experience that they do. Matt has over 20 years of experience when you count his time at Burlington, and Corey's right at about 20 years. Both were former detectives, and just a lot of experience and great personalities in there. So it works out really well.
We have the 2021 Condemnation Commission list. We'd like to go through this. We have the from the Sheriff's Office, we have the following list of updated persons who are willing to serve as condemnation commissioners for 2021. Owners and operators of agricultural land include Kirk Siegel, Brian Messer, Pat Edmonds, Stan Nelson, Lee Robertson, Ron Brewer, Murray Beck. City and town owners include Bill L., Dwayne Worthy, Dan Cahill, John Horton, Barb Kelly, Dean Robinson, John Williams. Real estate brokers include Robert Gertis, Robert Masden, Mark Gillette, Mary Wiegert, Deb Fowler, Gwen Wixom, Diane Kroll, and bankers, real estate appraisers, and auctioneers include Ron Kelly, Kathy Conover, Paul Smith, Jeff Burgess, Robert Hessler, Sue Sorensen, Steve Francis, and Rob Ritson. We just need to approve that.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a janitorial service agreements. You want to address this, Jack?
I think Rodney got promoted in. I think he's.
Yeah, I got Rodney on here as well. He should be able to hear us.
Can you hear us, Rodney?
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
We can. Good morning.
Good morning. First off, I want to thank my guys. We did have some long hours this weekend. I think Jack kind of covered that at the beginning. So I want to thank all my guys. They did a great job. So these agreements, the one agreement is for cleaning services for the sheriff's office, the health department, the county attorney's office. And the second agreement is for cleaning of the courthouse. We just kind of review on an annual basis. The current agreements are up at the end of January. So we're just kind of reviewing those, evaluating performance, and then also getting some quotes, just to kind of verify things. So with that, we've got the current service provider for the Sheriff's Office, Health Department, County Attorney's Office is Service Master. They gave me a quote for $21,060. The current contractor for the courthouse for cleaning, their quote was for $32,100, and Service Master's quote was for $40,711. I would recommend that we go with quarter cleaning for both of these agreements for the total of $52,500. That's $7,671.20 plus in the other quote. So, that would be my recommendation.
Thank you, Rodney.
I make the motion we hire Porter to do that.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Thank you, Rod.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, Rod.
Okay, we have personnel actions. We have the additional personnel action I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting for Maya Rashid, a certified nurse aide, new hire part-time certified nursing assistant in a temporary position until January 26, 2021. Salary of $14.14 an hour. We approve those by department, so we need a
I'll move
motion
through.
After each department.
Okay.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Holly Carpenter, a full-time correctional officer, one unpaid day, 8.25 hours on December 17th. And Hillary May, a full-time correctional officer, 24-month step increase. Her previous rate was $41,608.23 a year. Her new rate is $42,426.82 a year.
I move to approve.
Larry.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have a personnel action for the Veterans Affairs and General Assistance. Brooke Marlin, VA Administrator / General Assistance Coordinator. This is a promotion, new position. 80% Veterans Affairs, 20% General Assistance, full-time position. New rate is $34,100 per year.
Move to approve. Whoops, you know, that's the only one, isn't it?
Yep, that's the only one.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Brooke, you got an extra job to do out there, and that's take care of Ken, because he gets a little wild once in a while.
Keep him in line.
Yeah.
She's a nice addition to our office, that's for sure. I mean, she's done a good job, general assistance, and now the VA, I'm sure she'll do great.
I don't know if any of you knew it, but Ken became a grandpa during the holidays. So.
Yeah, I've got pictures.
I can prove it. He's already emailed him out.
That's right.
Yeah, got pictures, all that stuff. So congratulations. Okay, we have the Veterans Affairs report for December 2020. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of December 29th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
We don't vote on it. We miss a meeting. They don't at all places, but we just don't vote if we weren't in a meeting.
Usually abstain if you weren't there and present.
I would prefer to vote even on meetings I wasn't there.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't matter to me, and I'm on boards where they do that. Okay. I'm not used to somebody that's not serious.
Okay, Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes, please.
Any other business?
I have none.
Nope. I have none. Future agenda items?
I have none.
I have none. Committee reports.
Nope, none.
Not there yet.
Quiet week. Public comment. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we realize that there's limited seating in here, so we've made arrangements. You may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or you may dial 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's call 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll keep the phone lines open for 2 minutes for anybody that would like to make any comments. Is there anybody in the room that has a comment? Mr. Saar.
Yes, I'm Bob Saar from the Hawkeye newspaper, and I need to apologize to the county attorney and her office for incorrectly reporting that they were going to spend $10,000 on hotels. Their $10,000 was for their new software system, and I heard it incorrectly. And having been in the entertainment business, I can imagine spending that much money on hotels.
The damage you did cost that much. You were banned. To be fair, everybody had a mask on, so she was speaking through a mask, so that would make it a little tougher.
Anyway, sorry, Ms. Shaver.
Did the county attorney's office get a call or two?
No, I got an email.
any other comments? We've got 52 seconds to kill.
It's quite a crowd, man. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a famous joke. You guys want to hear a joke about pizza?
Sure.
Forget it. It's kind of cheesy.
Oh!
That's as good as it gets, kids. That's as good as it gets.
I just heard that.
that for my fifth grader.
I just learned that from my grandson, who's in fourth grade. Bingo! It's going around.
Yeah, it must be.
I got it, bro.
You can go on that show. That do you know as much as a fifth grader knows?
Oh, he probably couldn't.
Oh, Maddie's still figuring it out, so don't break it to her yet.
Okay, we are out of here. Sir, what's that?
Do we got any up dog? Has anybody got any up dog? No one? Cheryl, you got some up dog?
I don't even know what that is.
No. You know what is? You're supposed to say, what's up, dog? Not much! How you doing? That's all I've got, really. That's the tech something else.
That's all I've got.
With an I, we're adjourned.
Hi.
We're adjourned.
Yeah.